Flatus, with special features from theflatusshow.com.
Hi, how you doing? I am recording. It is Monday morning after a whirlwind weekend.
What else was there? What did I talk about here last? Just got up. Thursday, Randy took me to a Brazilian restaurant. Brazilian barbecue. It has a name. It's all meat. It was all meat. Everything was meat. They had some salad. And what else was there? What did we do Friday? Friday, we went... Oh, yeah, that's the night that we hung out with Randy during the day. And his sister and his daughter, Emma. Not Emma, Rachel. And we went and looked at guns and stuff for Rachel. I know it sounds odd to the East Coast brain, but that's just the way it is. Okay, how the hell do you use this washing machine? Okay, here is... Okay, I'm washing some clothes. Because when we were outside at night, we had a fire going. I smell like a fireman, so I could use the washing machine. The only problem is I don't know how to use the washing machine. Okay, so I think this one here looks like the one is used mostly. So I'm gonna put my clothes in here. What the hell? Hello? Can you hear me? Okay. Okay, hold on. You know what? I'm going to put this over here. Cut. That's not really good either. I can put this behind my head. That will fit behind my head. Hold on. Yeah, I think that'll be fine. Hello. Oh, you see, it's only this one anyway. Hello. This one hang down. That's good. Okay, so how am I... Okay, I put my wash in there. So what do we do here? Where do we put the liquid in? Oh, come on. Add garment. Soak. Wash. Rinse, hold, spin, complete cycle, control lock. Okay. I just have a small load here. Options. End of cycle signal. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. There's some towels here. I'm going to put the... Cups. Oh, come on. Hello. Okay, there's some dishwashing liquid. Putting it onto the towel. I think that's enough. Come on. Oh, it's all in my hand. I can wash it off. Okay, so that part's done. Okay. Kenty washes clothes. These machines are different. Control on. There we go. Estimated time. Okay, I don't want the whitest whites. How about the heavy duty? Now, how about casual? Delicate. 30 minutes. Hand washables. I think that's probably fine because it's not that dirty. Okay, hand wash, that's 30 minutes. That's what I like. Casual is 40 minutes. Hand wash, delicate is 35. Okay, we'll say delicate. 35 is enough. Okay, what's this here? Normal. Normal is high spin. Oh, it's just the spin is different too. Oh, you can do high spin with delicate, right? So delicate is warm and cold. That's fine. I want high spin. What's hand washable do? Low, cold, cold. Doot, doot. So it's 40 minutes. What time is it now? It's 8:30. Now, I'll do the 40 minutes. Isn't this interesting? Okay, so let's see what else. Soil level is probably less. So it's normal casual, so you can then go move it to 35 minutes. I think 35 minutes is fine. Probably 30 minutes is fine. I'll do that. No, it's only 35 is the less. Less amount. Okay, let's do 40 minutes. Okay, hold to start. You would think I never washed clothes before. Oh my god, look at that. And there it goes. Do I have to hold it? Continue to hold it? No, there it goes. So I have to stay here and hold this button here for 40 minutes. Oh, look at it. It's like watching television. It's like a circle. It's a big old circle. We have one like this too, but it's not as big. Oh, here's the cap. Well, it's a cap. I don't know if it's the cap that's used. I bet you put the soap right in that cap and just throw the whole thing in there instead of pouring it. You know, why not, right? I have to take a shower. I haven't had a shower, but I haven't really been that active. That you wouldn't know that from all these podcasts. Oh, well. I wanted to drink one. I heard two stories yesterday about the Northwest that I thought were funny. One was, there's two things that are about sea animals. Okay, we went down to Seaside, Oregon. I say Oregon, and they correct me. Oregon. And, what was I going to say here? Oh, yeah, we went to Seaside. They have an aquarium there, which has been there since the 30s, I think. And I like it. It's the perfect size aquarium for me, you know? You can walk through it. It's enough to, you know, you see enough. It's, you know, it's a perfect size. You go to the aquariums in Boston, it's like this, it's kind of boring. The aquariums in Boston are boring. They're big, they're crowded. You know, you really need, I think small aquariums are better. They had an octopus, like, right there. You could touch it if you wanted to. I mean, you're not supposed to touch the octopus, I'm just saying. It was in the open water, like, in the middle of this thing, right? So, they have seals, too, and you throw fish to the seals. They do tricks, and you throw fish. So they have seals. So anyway, several years ago, they found two seals. Not Seaside, but, I mean, somebody found two seals. They were, you know, in nets or something, right? So they brought them back and raised them, you know, healed them and, you know, it was like an organization, right? They raised millions of dollars to bring these two seals back to health and then to reintroduce them to the wilderness. And it was supposed to be a big, you know, kudos to you for doing this, right? So the day comes when the seals are to be re-released into nature. And there's a boat, right? And everybody has champagne and vegetarian appetizers, and they're all cheering each other, and they're like, "Hey, man, well, look what we did. You know, we brought these seals. They're on death's door. We brought them back, you know, feeding them, you know, salmon by hand." And those seals had a good life, you know, in captivity, right? So kids are there, adults are there, they have their champagne, they're like, "Okay, let's release the seal," okay? The mayor of the Kiwanis Club can cut the ribbon, and the seals slide down the water, and they go down, they come up, and they go down, they come up, and next thing you know, a giant killer whale comes by and eats them both in front of all the people. Randy said, that was the most expensive meal that killer whale ever ate. You know, I thought that was funny. In a sick sort of way. And that also, back in the 70s, a whale died and ended up on one of the Oregon beaches. Okay, if you ever come to Oregon, say Oregon, not Oregon. They will correct you. And they'll correct you in Washington as well. So, what was I going to say here about the whale? So, yeah, the whale beached itself when it died. I don't know if it beached itself and then died or just, you know, drifted onto the beach. So, it had been several years before the last time a whale had beached themselves, and then the town had forgotten how to get rid of it, right? So, the Oregon State Department decided to blow up the whale. With half a ton of dynamite. I don't know what it was. It was a lot of dynamite. And there's a video of this on YouTube. Just look for exploding whale. And you have to see the thing on YouTube, because that was what was on the news. The newscaster did it. And it's just hilarious. So they blow up the whale, and they didn't expect it to fly all over the place. So the town, from half mile, the whale meat flew half mile from the center, from where the whale was, and they still had huge chunks they had to bury anyway. But the town was scattered with whale meat, and there's like ruined cars, like, you know, pieces of whale flew and smashed cars, and it's just a spray of like whale guts. And it's funny because everybody came down to see this blowing up of the whale, because they expected it to just blow up the whale and then have the seagulls eat the whale, right? So, after they blew up the whale, those seagulls were gone. They probably blew up too. So what happened? So yeah, so the whale exploded. You have to see it on YouTube. You have to see the video. Just look for exploding whale and try to find the video where the video of the newscast that they did, because it's hilarious. It's really funny. It's funny. Funny. Wait, that's a Cheryl Murkowski. Why am I doing that? I don't even listen to Cheryl Murkowski. Okay. Why did I think of that? Well, I know why, because Rebecca Nay does that. Honey. Okay, I'm imitating Rebecca Nay, imitating Cheryl Murkowski. So, right now, the wash is on. Exploding whale. Told you that story. Told you about the seals. So, this morning, I have an interview with Sister Paula. I'm going to interview her for my show. I was on her show, Sister Paula's show. I'll have the email address for you. And so that was fun. I was on a video. I won't come on public access in Portland, honey. I'm a TV star. Fred Willard was on her show. We'll talk about that. And maybe this will be the beginning of that show. How the day began for Kenty in Washington. So, right now, I think I'm going to have a cup of tea, and then I'm going to take a shower. So, I'm in the house here. And, it was fun. It was real fun. That's my coffee. How's this work? Is there, like, coffee in there? Well, you just like, maybe there's coffee I can have. Where's the mug I used yesterday? I'm not going to... I made creme brulee. Okay, the barbecue, right? The barbecue is all their friends. Okay, the two guys, one brain. Right. Okay, let me talk about the barbecue while I have my coffee. Okay, rinsing out the mug here. Sister Paula. No, not Sister Paula. How's this work here? Oh my God, look, coffee comes out. I can have half a cup. I'll be fine. Okay. That's good coffee. Okay. So where was I here? I'm crack, aren't I? What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, the party, the barbecue. It was okay. It was the most delicious food. Randy made salmon and burgers and stuff, but the salmon was so much better than anything that I've ever had on the East Coast. Let me tell you. And it was delicious. It was absolutely delicious. So what I did is with the Brazilian restaurant, right? For dessert, I had the creme brulee, and Randy said, "What's that?" You know, I let everybody have some. And we all shared our desserts, and as is common even on the East Coast, so that's like a commonality between the East Coast and West Coast. After dinner, we share our desserts. And, what was I going to say? Yeah, we shared our dessert. So he said, hey, can you make that for the barbecue? I'm like, yeah, sure. Now, I never made creme brulee exactly. I made, what did I make? I've made custard, right? So creme brulee is just basically the same thing, except it doesn't have, this is actually good, just black. The television. It looks like Will and Grace is on. So anyway, so I made the creme brulee, and it was really terrific. It was really nice. It was good. Everybody liked it. So that's my story about creme brulee. Isn't this an interesting podcast? Oh, yes, Kenty, creme brulee. But anyway, creme brulee, I'll put the recipe up. I got it on foodnetwork.com. What are they doing? Hi there. Hi there. Hi. I'm just cleaning up here. As I'm waiting for the wash to be finished. Okay. Hold on, prolapse. Okay, hold on. Everything's moving here on me. Oh, fuck me. Oh, Christmas. Hold on. Here, I'm working with one hand here. Hold on. Hello? Hello? Okay, here we are back. Oh, yeah, okay, so listen. So we had the creme brulee. I made the creme brulee. But Heather, it was Andy's daughter, it was her birthday, and they brought a cake. And in fact, I'm going to have a piece of the cake right now. Because it's delicious. I'm going to have to talk about the candy we had, too. At Seaside, there's something called Seafoam. Okay, what cake do I want? Okay, I'll have this one here, but I'm not gonna have all that icing. Oops, hold on, prolapse. So, ow! Okay. An inept. a napkin. I'm eating on the podcast, sorry. I shouldn't be hungry. Okay, where am I? There's cake here from the party. Anyway, the party itself is all these people that they have talked about on their show, The Two Guys, One Brain, Andy and Randy. And they've talked about it on their show. Hold on. Oh, I can't believe this is happening to me. You can hear me, right? But I can't hear me, so I want to hear me. Come on. Okay. This is the problem with, you know, podcasting on the go. Okay, so, see, I can't, you know, the whole podcast is me having everything fall asleep. So, everybody, yeah, I saw everybody, I've seen pictures of them, and they've talked about them, never heard them. But they're just exactly what you would expect them to be from their picture. The same personality, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, where was I? Here, I had my piece of cake, there's my coffee, and I got my napkin. And there's reruns of Will and Grace on television. Sorry. You know. It's so nice here. It was very nice here. They keep on saying there's jobs at the jail. I should move out here and get a job at the jail. Mm-hmm. It was Emma's Pinata. She's the Boston newspaper. I didn't realize how moody teenagers can be. So I'm just walking around waiting for the wash to be done, having a coffee, and that's what I'm doing here. Actually, I'm cleaning up, too. There's like a spoon with a bowl. I don't think I'd ever be able to have children. Thrown away. He has the best bar, let me tell you. I mean, I'm not a drinker. Like I said, told him, I have like 3 ounces of liquor. You know, if I have a cocktail, it's generally 3 ounces of liquor. Of course, everything out here is bigger. So, I've ended up having, you know, more than 3 ounces of liquor. But I've drank it over a slower amount of time. And since the food is bigger, it absorbs it. It absorbs it. Fully absorbent food. It's absolutely true. See, I don't know if they save their straws or not. Probably not. I'm probably getting a phone call. Kenty, where's that straw? No, because this one's all bit into. And here's a lid for something. What is this? Bring out the best. And it's a mayonnaise cap, but I don't see the mayonnaise. I'll throw it away, too. But that was Emma's science experiment. No, I'm just trying to help. Just trying to help. No. Let's see. Here's a TiVo remote cap cover. I'll just throw this into the trash. Sorry, Randy. Just joking. Children. Children are really nice to be around. But I wouldn't know the first thing about raising them. I have too many anxieties to impart in them. Okay, what time is it? How long is this? This is 26 minutes. I'm trying to do like 30-minute segments. Of course, half of this podcast is the machine not working. Okay, there's these dogs. They have dogs, too. They have these larger dogs. They're outside. They're like, pet me. But they eat the cat, so they can't come inside. Pet me. Hi. How you doing, buddy? How you doing? How you doing, girl? There's a black lab, I think it is. And a German Shepherd, and they're sniffing me. Hi. How you doing? You good doggy. You good dogs. You good dogs. Yes, you are. They're walking around outside. You have fun outside today. It's perfect weather.
That's right.
Perfect weather for the dogs. Okay, we'll see what this coffee does to me. Because, you know, I generally don't have coffee. Oh, hold on. I thought it was the doorbell. And it's great. Will and Grace. Let's see what Will and Grace is up to. I hate that show. So they watch Will and Grace here in the Northwest.
Instead of
the baby Jesus,
we have a plate of cheeses. Hello?
Hey. Hey, listen, Leo got beeped again, so great news, you get to be my date again.
Turn down seven.
Oh, see now, it's like... I hate the Nutcracker.
You feeling it got in your pants every time the tin soldiers lifted each other?
I do love a toy in uniform. No, it's snowing again. I'll never get a cab.
Then run, Will. Run through the snow. Run to the Nutcracker. Run to that stirring in your pants.
I'll be there as fast as I can.
See, that's awful. If I was Will, I'd be like, listen, bitch, I'm not going to be your... You're not my fag hag.
I'm sorry.
You know, just run away.
In order for us to forgive you, you perform the following task. You must sing the 12 Days of Christmas.
I can do that.
As the Count from Sesame Street.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me... That's one day!
Oh, I can't think of anything. Thank you.
Don't say these
past the zoo and two polar bears were fighting over a pashmina.
I love you for doing this. And tonight is all about you and me.
Yeah, Grace!
Leo!
I got another doctor to cover for me. You have to make out with his wife at the New Year's party and let him videotape it. But I made it. what are you doing here?
I'm going to the Nutcracker. What are you doing here?
I am avoiding an awkward situation by going to go pee-pee. All right, here it comes. Go ahead, blow me off. Yeah, you're going to do it.
Well,
I can't believe you're blowing me off.
Grace is a bitch. Why would this show last for however long it did? Gay men should be upset about this show. Well, I'm a gay man. I'm upset about it.
I don't know what else to do.
My pussy itches. Yeah, because you're just a gay male. And we don't respect you because we don't give you gay marriage. You're better to be seen, not heard.
I realized that the things were going to change when you got married. Enjoy the show.
Cunt.
Hey, you guys work it out, because I could go read the playbill and count the male dancers who thank their partner, Ted.
You know what, sweetie? I'm sorry, but I've already made plans with Will.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know that you were coming back, and I sort of pulled him out of his Christmas plans.
Hey, it's okay. I understand. Hey, you better hurry up. It's starting. You don't want to miss the almonds and pecans battling for the city of macadamia. I have no idea what this show's about.
Is that Harry Connick Jr.? I thought he was like a drug addict.
How come your hot buttered rums are so bad? Just forget it. I'll take another one. Oof.
Okay, here comes Will.
This isn't right. You should be alone with your wife. Go on. You made a sacrifice to be here. You go.
Oh, look, Will does this? That's he's a cunt.
I have to accept that things are different now that you and Grace are married.
No, she invited him to see the Nutcracker, and he's been waiting for tickets. This person doesn't even know the Nutcracker.
I mean, I've been there 5 seconds, and the toys start to come to life.
Man, the toys come to life.
I know. It was great when I was a kid, but as an adult, you think, that couldn't happen. Please, go in there.
No, I ain't watching no bands and toys.
You go. Well, you can't just leave Grace alone. Somebody's got to sit with her.
Hey, guys. My mom got a better offer. Looks like I'm flying solo.
I can't believe that. What's this? Jason was HIV positive. Rachel, are you? Did you hear Rachel Sandler has AIDS? Everybody's talking. They're all text messaging each other. They're all positive.
New Nivea Goodbye Cellulite.
That's what happens when you're a slut, honey. It's a Lifetime channel. Girls are supposed to be sweet and just look. They're not supposed to have orgasms.
New Nivea Goodbye Cellulite. Touch and be touched.
I've never, I don't even have cable at home. I just have basic cable, which is like NBC, ABC, CBS.
Visit our website,
Getting your baby to sleep is no easy feat. That's why there's Johnson's bedtime bath and bedtime lotion routine. Clinically proven to help babies sleep better. And now you can even create your baby's very own sleep profile too.
What?
Visit sleep.babycenter.com and tell us your baby's sleeping patterns.
So we can use it for marketing purposes, so we know what time you're awake to market to you. Because we know when you're awake, when your baby's awake, you're awake, and you'll be watching Lifetime television. Because it's generally the woman who's up, and so she's up with Lifetime, watching Lifetime. And so then they find out what the sleep pattern of the baby is, which is also the sleep pattern of the mother, generally. And so, you know, what's the mother gonna do but watch television while she's breastfeeding the baby, you know? And then they'll have, like, soothing subliminal advertisement for the mother. Because she'll be in a trance state, because she'll be half asleep. So she won't even know she's being marketed to. Oh, and it all is friendly at the end. You know, if Will was really gay, he wouldn't be looking at the Nutcracker. He would be going to the opera, or a disco, or a bath, or something. Oh yeah, I've heard about that play, that show, The Closer. Oh, yeah, Kira Sedgwick. I like her. What's The Closer? Is that like a mortgage closer?
I've struggled with difficult skin for years. But now I have clear skin I can depend on.
Who's that?
Proactive is an answer for
acne. Proactive?
You're going to love this stuff.
It's probiotics.
Just got easier.
We raise tiny little germs that eat your zits from the inside out.
And with our 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try Proactive risk-free. Clear skin is sexy skin, so get the look you want.
Wait, that's not true. Clear skin is sexy skin. What kind of message is that? Not for blind people. It could be an erotic novel on your face.
Hello, Ethic. And I sold my soul to become popular.
Do you really think I'd kill somebody just to eat lunch in the senior lot?
It wasn't supposed to happen that way.
You know she killed somebody. Lifetime story. Little Susie was unpopular until she found a way to be popular at the senior prom. Wait, this is old music. But this is like a new... So what year was this from? Stop! Me. Oh, Knock on Wood. This is 1979 or 78. Wait, what are these kids doing with guns? Are they paint guns? Paintballs? Looks like Carrie. Oh, wait, they're in pajamas. I've never seen this before. I'm drowning in hormones. That's why these teachers love working around young people, because the pheromones, they breathe them in and recycle them, and then they use the growth hormones in the air to... They harvest the growth hormones of the teenagers. I will suck the knife out of you. That girl is tall. Treat? Crispy treat?
Okay, and these kids running through with the guns, are they real guns or are they paintballs? I bet you there's liquor in his... Is this based on a real story? Oh, it's paintballs.
Seniors rule!
You jerk. Seniors rule. Where is this, Montana? All the people. All the... Oh, and the teacher's like, oh, there's the male teacher. He knows there's something wrong with them. Hit the mark with Mark. Okay, is this true? Wouldn't that kid have been...
Susan, give me one good reason why anyone would vote for Candace.
Well, first of all, she does a lot of community service. Yeah, ever hear of it, Mark? Come on, community service. Yeah, and you know what? She really cares about this school, too. This school, not the one where she's going to go to college.
Oh, yeah, but does she party?
Have fun, have a life,
of course. You see, I'm a regular guy, one of the masses. Are you going to vote for me?
Absolutely, Mark.
You see? Even the freshmen are
listening. Why are you going to vote for Kendra?
You're all late. Sure, Ms. Motley?
This is so typical, the writing. So, there's Mr. Griffin. So, why are you voting for Kendra? Kendra cares about this school, not the one she's going to. But does she have fun? What time is it? It's 42 minutes. And I watched a Lifetime, the beginning of a Lifetime movie. It was awful. I'm going to have some more coffee. I'm probably going to have an anxiety attack. And I'm going to see if the wash is done. I'm going to put it in the dryer. This is fun. I've never... Well, this is really nice. John, we have to have our own house out here in Washington. It's so nice to have a big space. Oh my God, what was that? Oh, that's the aliens. Oh, it's still spinning. I have 5 more minutes. As soon as I put it in the dryer, I'm going to take a shower. Okay, I can watch Kendra, see if she becomes student body president. There's Mark. He's bad.
Recall this play, Julius Caesar, when Caesar dies at the top of the third act.
Caesar dies in the third act?
I'll try to be on time from now on. You'll do more than try, Mr. Kenny. The days of negotiating exceptions to my rules are over. I don't care how special you think you are. You're just another kid with an attitude to me. Say thank you, Mr. Griffin, for giving me another chance. May I please come back into class?
What's it gonna do?
Could I come back?
Please.
Thank you, Mr. Griffin, for giving me another chance. May I please come back into class?
Okay, Mr.
Thanks.
Griffin.
May I come back? May I please come back?
Mr. Griffin.
May I please come back?
Mr. Griffin.
Take your seat. Why do they call it brutal betrayals or hidden agendas?
There's a couch in the classroom.
Mr. McConnell, do you have any ideas?
That is unorthodox. I was thinking that Julius Caesar makes orange drinks. Isn't that true, Mr. Griffin? Isn't that where Orange Julius comes from? Didn't an orange kill Julius Caesar? And that's why they make Orange Julius? Because there's like marketing all over the school, and I see Orange Julius stands all over the school, but I don't see any library books.
intend to do that when you're staring them down.
Come on, Susan.
He's like one of the gods, and you're just near me.
Hello. Oh, hold on. Griffin really nailed him today. Oh, the volume is all the way up. You're hopeless, Susan. Oh, there's the football guy, though. But he's student class president. Okay, she must be the one who killed Mr. Griffin because she wanted to be popular. I'll be salesman of the year.
Politics is just salesmanship, and nobody does it like McKinney.
For sure.
Yeah, bring home one of your.
He's letting his child drink coffee?
Yeah.
That's a gateway drug.
Paul Frazier, huh? Pays to pick the right friends.
Yeah, and what else did they're on?
You want to go over that speech one more time?
You're already late.
Hey, that folk joke always
works. These parents are real assholes. No, what? They both were. See, this is what the message of this movie is. The power work parents.
Well, I just want him to know where it is.
The mother is a real cunt.
You can. First time you got away.
You know your dad doesn't mean to pressure you.
So you've explained 1,000 times.
But I'm going to pressure you.
He wants to give us all this. Very good at what he does, but he still feels like a salesman. You getting into Ivy League school means everything to him.
And so you better not disappoint him, or you'll disappoint me. Just rip my heart out. Oh my God, they have a butler, or a chauffeur. And make sure you boss the cook around and make her make food, and then have her send it back, and then have her cook something else, and then end up only having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, eating half of that, and then vomiting it up. And then make sure you go out to Taco Bell. Okay, there's the bar. Okay, he's having his friends over, and they're drinking, having a party in this big old mansion. And they're making out, the children are having sex, they're drinking. One guy just went over is rubbing his crotch against the handlebar, the stair rail. Oh my God, this isn't the after-school specials I remember. Whatever happened to teenage prostitutes? Pregnant teenagers? Divorced kids, you know, no, divorced parents. Okay, there's Mr. Griffin. He lives in a modest house. He's actually spending time with his young son. The daughter is healthy and sporty. Okay, we're back at the party at the rich house. They're listening to rock music. Wearing jeans, slow dancing, grinding against each other, drinking liquor.
You know, I mean, Candace has her supporters, sure, but most people just start to zone when she starts talking anyway.
Candace has her supporters, but not like you, Mark.
My brain, my landslide. My dad will leave.
Grabbing pajama pants was so.
Oh my God, that girl just goosed the boy. It's hussy. You're going to be the girl with the AIDS in the next movie. What kind of messages are these sending to? Sexy girls hang out with bad boys. Boring girls eat popcorn and watch television in immaculately clean rooms.
No. But I think they're like a 90s knockoff of that in Australia. And it's run loud, it's stupid. Just think about it. Wouldn't you just love to get invited and see for ourselves?
See, that's the thing. You don't, get invited for this stuff. You just show up. I know.
They're going to go to that party.
We could.
They're going to go from Diet Coke to Coke and rum.
Okay. If they wanted us to show up, they would have said something or they would have told us where. You know what I mean?
So we've got our own party right here.
Oh, I bet it's the blonde-haired girl who is... gonna have the problems. I don't know which one it is.
Here they are again. Why don't we retire? Why don't we invite some of them? They're going to kidnap the Griffin.
I love it. We could dress him up in a toga and make him do Shakespeare or Pig Latin.
That's very creative, Hillary.
These are like the kids in Carrie. They all, you know, that's why abortion is a good thing. You know, late-term abortion. Yes, I had a late-term abortion. It was the 28th month. Oh, I heard a story of this woman. She was playing with her baby on the floor, saying, "Patty cake, patty cake." 3 minutes later, she stabbed the baby 38 times. And then she went outside, she's talking to her husband. And then the three-year-old comes out and says, "Daddy, Mommy has killed Blaine," or whatever the baby's name is. Oh, my God, the wash is done. Okay. I'm put the coffee down. I feel like Alice in the Brady Bunch. Oh, hold on, there's stuff in the dryer already. Oh, so what's clean and what's not? Okay, I know what I can do. Let me make space here. And then what I can do is I'll take this out, and then I'll dry my stuff, and I'll put it back in there. Okay, hold on, Prolapse. This is 52 minutes. Watching Lifetime movies, Will and Grace. Did I ever tell you I hate Will and Grace? I don't hate Will and Grace, because that's like giving them too much energy and too much power. Because Will and Grace are just characters. And they're not really accurate characters of the gays. Oh my God, look, baby underwear here. What's this? It's a beanbag. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Okay, hold on. So I'm going to put this. Okay, I have my coffee here, right? So I'm going to slide this over here, because this is on top of this one, right? This is probably the lint thing. It is! Okay, where's your lint trash? There's lint. Okay, I see it. This might be too personal. Maybe I won't put this up. Me doing my wash. This is actually just like my house, only it's bigger. And there's no kids. I mean, this house has 6 people in it. That's a lot of people, you know? That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. Okay, let's see here. Okay, these are done. Okay. Okay, let's see here. Put that there. Learn to practice. Play, dominate. Oh, that's a, some sort of sports thing. Here's another t-shirt. That's a black t-shirt. Here's a, it looks like Emma's sweater. With a hood. Put that there. There's a sock. Okay, hold on. Let me put the sock here. I'll put the shirts together. Here's pants. Looks like swim trunks. Hold on, what's this? This looks like, this must be Shane's pants. Let's put those there. PvP beavers. Do-do-do-do. That's the way. See, I can move here, and I'll be Alice. I'll be Alex. Alex the butler. Alex the maid. Oh, Mr. Robinson. They had Alice living in that room off the side, that little room. Alice, you can stay here off the kitchen. You can have our extras. Oh, Mr. Brady. Okay, this must be Shane's, too. Unless there's somebody smaller than that in the house.
Gosh darn it. Hey, how we're getting to the nitty gritties here. Okay. I never realized families were such high maintenance. I mean, you know, when I went to my sister's house, it's the same scene. Hold on, what's this? Yeah, there's a bathing suit here. Okay, I'll just put that there. Here's something else. I think it's Emma's. Emma's gonna hear this. Ew, he touched my clothes! That's Shane's pants. Well, they said I could do a wash. What is this, to blow dry them after I'm done? I'm enjoying myself. This is like the best part of the vacation. Because this is like a cave. It's sort of like digging around for gold. It's a geocache. Who knew a geocache was here in the dryer? Let's open it up. Oh, hold on, what's it say? There's a camera in here. It says take a picture of yourself and put it back in here. Okay, and then you can leave something and take something. There's a yellow face cloth. Okay, I'll take that. And I'll leave something. I'll leave my underwear. I should leave a pair of my underwear here. I wonder if they know it. Whose it was. And then I'll put this up much later. I'm going to go get a pair of underwear and leave them in here. Clean underwear. Oh, I'm hilarious. Okay, hold on. Wow, this really dries it so nicely. Oh, hold on. Sorry. Wow. Oh. Ow. Come on. Okay. Put this stuff in here. Okay, now how's this work? Permanent pressed cotton. Heat, no fluff. There's too many choices here. Less dry, normal dry, very dry. Very dry, normal dry, less dry. Oh, hold on. This is AutoSense Permanent Press. AutoSense Heavy. Okay, I think I need AutoSense Permanent Press. And this is Time Dry. That's what I always do. But it's only... Okay, I'll do this because I really don't know. Is it cotton? Permanent Press? Yeah. Okay. Okay, so that's that. So I'm just going to keep these out. I mean, that's fine. So, Randy, I put your, pulled your stuff out here. And that's that. I'm gonna have the rest of the coffee. I'm gonna have an anxiety attack. But I haven't had coffee in such a long time. It's delicious. I think I'm gonna take a shower. What is going on? Oh, I know what this... Where the hell is it? Hello? Okay, I'm going to stop this and I'll continue with it because I think this is fun. What time is it? It's 9:30. Okay. How do I stop this?